This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot going on down at the University of Miami this time of year, and especially during the spring, and University of Miami going through their spring workouts. Marcus Benjamin from CanesCounty.com is kind enough to join us this evening. Marcus, thanks so much for taking the time, and a lot going on at the U next couple of weeks.
Yeah, absolutely, and thanks for having me on once again, Blue. Spring practice is back in full swing after a week off in spring break, and they kind of hit the ground running today, for sure.
What are we looking at during the spring? Obviously, we know the starting quarterback, but he's not going to be taking part and probably won't have that opening snap until the Notre Dame game. So what are we looking at? Backups? Are we looking at some starters at the receiver position? Obviously, the secondary. What are we looking at to set the table for the summer with?
Yeah, let's start at quarterback. Yeah, absolutely. We're looking at the backup situation because Carson Beck, of course, is not throwing at the moment. He's still recovering from elbow surgery. So I think it's a great opportunity to for the coaches to really evaluate these quarterbacks, Emery Williams, Judd Anderson, and the true freshman, Luke Nickel, who, you know, is coming off of state championships in Georgia. So plenty of talent in that room, and they have been throwing to, you know, receivers, a lot of new guys, as far as the freshman is concerned, with Josh Moore, Dalen Upshaw, and of course the local talent in Malachi Toney, who I think is just bound to kind of get on the field early for the Hurricanes. So that's kind of what you're looking at there. And then defensive back-wise, there's definitely a ton of guys that can get playing time. Chuck Brantley, I think, is in line to get some playing time for the Hurricanes in the fall. And, of course, we'll see what he does in spring, as well as Xavier Lucas, who is coming over from Wisconsin. He's got a great size and great agility as well. And today we saw Damari Brown come back to spring practice, and he just looks like he's filled out the talent from American Heritage Plantation. So there's plenty of talent in that room, and, you know, I wouldn't want to be one of those coaches trying to evaluate who's going to get the most playing time, because there's just a ton of talent in that defensive back room to decipher through.
Yeah, I mean, and you talked about the defensive secondary, and last year, starting with day one, O.J. Frederick did an awesome job, true freshman last year. This year, he'll be kind of looked at as the elder statesman as far as the experience with Miami. As you mentioned, Charles Brantley, who came from Michigan State, we saw him play at Venice High School as well. You mentioned Xavier Lucas. Zaquan Patterson is another player that a lot of people have been waiting, Marcus, to kind of take the wrapping off of him. kid out of Chaminade, Madonna, and also somebody that I'm excited to see because I watched, you know, a lot of film on him, heard a lot of things about him, as Zachariah Poyser, a kid that came in from Jacksonville State. Talk about those guys, especially with Zaquan and Zachariah.
Yeah, Zachariah Poyser, I've been thoroughly impressed with as well. He has great balance and just no wasted movement, and he can accelerate once he sees the football. So I really like what I saw from him in spring so far. We actually got to speak to him in a press conference today, so kind of got to experience his personality, and he seems like a guy that will probably start day one. I mean, I don't want to, you know, make any predictions, but I think he has a good chance definitely to start at safety. I think his experience at Jacksonville State is going to be a difference maker as far as if he gets playing time over the other players. So I think he's probably ahead of some of the other younger guys like Zaquan Patterson, who hasn't played a ton, but you and I know, Blue, that the talent that Zaquan Patterson is. I mean, he's just, he's just a really good football player overall. He can, you know, disrupt plays. I want to say he blocked, you know, double-digit kicks as a high school player. And he could play in the box, and he can also cover as well. So I'm really excited to see what he can do in the fall. We haven't really seen much from him this spring. But the sky's the limit for Zaquan Patterson. I think he is just an outstanding talent. And I think it's just inevitable to see him make plays at Hard Rock Stadium.
No doubt. I know you've seen him limited time, but who's really jumped off the screen other than Elijah Lofton? Because he's a beast.
Yeah, Elijah Lofton is an absolute beast. I mean, he's jumped out for me. Dalen Upshaw, he's a guy that just kind of continues to make plays. His acceleration, well, once he has the football in his hands, or if you don't bump him or jam him at the line, he's just going to blow right by you. So I think Dalen Upshaw really kind of shown that he can be an explosive guy. And another guy who, you know, you and I also know very well is JoJo Trader, man. JoJo Trader is an elite route runner. And I think you're really going to see him get open often this spring and fall, because sometimes when you see him catch the football, you're wondering, like, where's the defensive back? Because they're like a couple of yards away. That's how tactful he is as far as route running is concerned. I think he's really kind of jumped out to me. Some of the young guys I do want to mention on the defensive side of the ball that kind of jumped out to me is Kellen Wiley. I mean, this guy's already looking like he's a veteran out there. So I really think that he's going to challenge for, you know, some playing time. The linebacker group is pretty solid. You got some veterans there with, you know, Jalen Alderman, Wesley Bassaint, and now Popo Aguirre, I think, is definitely going to, you know, challenge for some playing time, if not be that second linebacker. So those are some of the guys that are really kind of standing out to me in spring.
Yeah, good stuff. Marcus, let everybody know how they can follow you. You got big scrimmage coming up this week. I know this Saturday, a lot of people go to evaluate. Let everybody know how they can follow you, your website, and also social media, and also you have a great podcast as well.
Yeah, absolutely. KingsCounty.com. It's part of the Rivals.com network. And as far as Twitter's concerned, Benjamin Rivals, I'm always tweeting. I was tweeting about the press conferences today, and all my observations of practice are on the website, KingsCounty.com. And, of course, you, Blue, join me on the Storm Tracker podcast, which is on my YouTube channel, live from Kings County.
Good stuff. Marcus, I can't thank you enough. We'll catch up soon.
Absolutely, Blue, anytime.
Good stuff. Marcus Benjamin from Kings County.